And we're going to some experts this morning. Lorain County Public Health, we have their Health Commissioner Dave Koval, who joins us regularly. He's on the line with us this morning, as well as the Director of Behavioral Health, Dr. Kathleen Kern, with Lorain County Health and Dentistry, two organizations that help folks in the realm, the medical health world. And today we're going to talk about the Narcan kits, that the rescue kits. We've kind of gone over this quite a bit, Dave. I mean, we've talked about this in a number of times. So there is really this concerted effort to get those kits out there to people who need them, right?
Yes, that's been a real concern, obviously, for our community for quite a while, and so really we're really trying to get as much Narcan out there as we can.
Let's talk about the Narcan. Can you kind of give us the description of what it is and how it works?
Sure. Narcan, it's also called naloxone. It's a medication that reverses overdoses from opioids. So things like heroin and Vicodin and morphine and Oxycontin. And so really what we're trying to do with Narcan is give people a chance who have an overdose situation and give them a chance to recover and get into recovery and really get out of the life. And so really the idea behind Narcan is to give them that extra chance.
Mm-hmm. It almost seems like a miracle, in a sense. You know what I mean? It give them that second chance when, at one point, there was nothing you could do when somebody was overdosing, right?
Yeah, you'd have to wait for you'd call 911 and wait for them to arrive. But now with Narcan, it really has been a kind of a miracle drug, if you will, in terms of waking people up. And so we know that at least 140 people have already been saved here. You know, with Narcan here in 2020, or, you know, last year in 2020. And so, again, you know, every time someone's saved, that's someone's daughter or mother or father or son or friend. And, you know, I think it's an important piece to remember that these people are struggling. And really what we want to do is give them an opportunity to recover.
Right. You mentioned about struggling. Let's bring Dr. Kern joining us in this morning with the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. I know deal with a lot with behavioral health and stuff like this. And this is really some that goes into a sort of a behavior. Why is somebody taking these opioids? What's in their life that this is causing them? What can you tell us a little bit about that, if you would?
Sure. Well, it's typically very complicated in terms of a mixture of people who may have started on opioids because they had an issue with pain and ultimately, you know, without even knowing it, became addicted. And sometimes the implications of that on their mental health are extreme. In the other case, sometimes people look to use as a result of the fact that they're already suffering emotionally. So at Lorain County Health and Dentistry, we have the opportunity to help people who are struggling with opioid addiction. And I have to tell you, every single day we see people who are just working so hard and doing such a fantastic job at rebuilding their lives. And the vast majority of them would not have had the opportunity to do that if it wasn't for Narcan. So I can't say strongly enough how important this is for our community and for people to have that opportunity to get a second chance and to rebuild their lives.
Dr. Kern, how did the pandemic sort of impact this whole area, obviously, with unemployment and perhaps even the passing of loved ones due to COVID-19? How did that sort of impact this whole opioid crisis in Lorain County?
Yeah, it's a great question, and the truth of the matter is it made it worse, and there's a variety of different reasons for that. The stresses that you mentioned, of course, unemployment, stress in the family, but additionally, it became a little bit more difficult for some of the patients who are working on their recovery to get access to the services that help them, like life-saving services, like 12-step recovery programs in person, obviously couldn't be available during the pandemic. So for some folks, when that lifeline was taken away, you know, they had a very, very difficult time trying to figure out how do you put together the supports during a time when really nobody is getting together and providing that kind of community base that is so helpful when people are in recovery.
Well, when you have a epidemic like that during a pandemic and things taking place, you have to kind of bring people together from organizations that are maybe fighting the same cause. And that's kind of what the Lorain County Opioid Action Team is. Dave, if you could talk a little bit more about what that team does and who's like involved in that.
Yeah, so the action team is members of the MARS board and Lorain County Public Health and Lorain County Health and Dentistry and other partners that really are trying to work together to figure out how can we help folks have access to Narcan and other treatment options so that they can get into recovery and get out of the life. And And so we've done a variety of different things. In June, we distributed Narcan kits at a gas station in Elyria and at the Salvation Army in Lorain. And we distributed nearly 500 kits at each of those events. And so it really gave an opportunity to get into a neighborhood and let people get it, you know, where they live. And the other piece I would say is we really, during the pandemic, you know, as Dr. Kern said, you know, it really became a lot of pressure on individuals who are trying to recover. And so Lorain County Public Health started an order form on our website so you could actually mail order a Narcan kit because, again, people couldn't come in person. So those are the kind of things that the action team are really working on to try to help get Narcan to people's hands that need it.
So, Dr. Kern, who needs to get a Narcan kit? How would you give that sort of, you know, idea of who maybe is the ones that would possibly benefit from having one?
Well, I mean, I personally think everyone should have one at this time. Anybody who's interested in being willing and able to save a life in our community that's been so devastated by the opioid epidemic. But specifically, anybody who loves someone or cares for someone who may be struggling with opioids or who may show some signs that they're having difficulty with addiction. You know, I strongly believe that if it hadn't been for Narcan, there'd be many more deaths in Lorain County as a result of overdose. So I feel like the more people who have access to it, the more lives we're going to be able to save.
How do we know if somebody is addicted? I mean, a lot of times people hide things, or you maybe assume. How can you kind of, is there anything we can kind of look for, or give us some tips on that if possible?
Yeah, so you're right. I think part of addiction is kind of a shame and a fear of other people finding out about the human struggles that people are experiencing. So, you know, one thing that every person can do is just kind of be receptive and have discussions about the fact that, hey, the pandemic is difficult. We're all having a hard time. Like, let's talk about how each of us are coping with it. So early on, have some discussions about when people might be going down a wrong path of coping through medication or using mood-altering substances that are really, in the long run, going to cause them a lot of harm. The other thing that people notice is just kind of a change in terms of the social connections that folks are making, their ability to participate in activities that they used to enjoy that are not kind of substance-using activities is likely to diminish as drugs take over a larger and larger part of a person's life. But I really do believe that, you know, the key is open communication and the key is understanding that a lot of people struggle to admit addiction because there is such a stigma. And addiction is biologically based, and just like people struggle, you know, when your doctor tells you you need to lose weight, people don't lose weight automatically either. So I think if we take an approach that understands that addiction is biologically based and it's a disease that requires long-term recovery, I think that opens the door for some discussions and maybe even for people to acknowledge that they need help earlier than when it becomes a crisis and Narcan is needed.
Right. That opens up a larger discussion that we could have at another time related to blaming or stigma or, you know, what you call, you know, we don't really use the term addict anymore. You try to refer to a person who is addicted or has a dependency on something. Let's talk, I guess, Dr. Kern, about where we can get these. I know you've got the different rescue kits that are available. We've had different places where you kind of meet the people where they are. Where's some of this going on right now?
Well, I'm happy to be that Lorain County Health and Dentistry has been able to partner with Public Health. I think Dave and Public Health have done a phenomenal job in terms of getting Narcan out. And as he mentioned, kind of the name of the game is to reduce obstacles. In the case of Public Health, being able to get the medication delivered is fantastic. At Lorain County Health and Dentistry, we decided to just make it available. We have a drive-in or drive-up kind of option where we typically are doing COVID testing, but we've made that available so that any workday, 8:30 to 4:30, without an appointment, somebody can come in. They don't even have to get out of their car. They just drive up to the garage, dial the number that's on the wall, come in, and then talk with a nurse for anywhere from, you know, it could be as little as 10 minutes if they have information already about what Narcan is, or they can talk longer if they need more support. But literally, you could drive up 10 minutes later, you have your Narcan kit, you know how to use it, and you're prepared to save some lives. So Lorain County Health and Dentistry, as I said, has that available 8:30 to 4:30 every weekday at the drive-up option right outside our Broadway setting.
That drive-up thing has been a blessing for you guys at Lorain County Health and Dentistry, using it for, you know, COVID and now this as well. It sort of makes it a convenient way to get things in and out through the public.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact is, because there is stigma, some people don't want to be walking in and asking for Narcan. And until that changes, it's important for us to be able to make sure that people can privately and confidentially get access at no cost, no appointment necessary, you know, as part of the collaborative that Dave and other folks in the community have put together. We just want to take away any obstacles. We know this saves lives. We want everybody to have it in their purse or their pocket. So when the time comes, people's lives can be saved.
Dave, what is in the kit? How big is it, and where should people keep it? In their pocket? On their person? What's your recommendation?
Yeah, so the kit's pretty small, and you can carry it. It'll easily fit in a purse, and you can have it in your pocket. It comes with two vials, and again, they do not need to be refrigerated. So, again, you can carry it with you, it's relatively easy to use, and the instructions are pretty simple, and really the key is to have it on you when you need it. And so, again, as people are in situations where they think they may come across this, that's really the key. And so the other thing, you know, I think Dr. Kern made a really good point that there's a lot of stigma around this. So that's why we've kind of started the online ability to get it too. So again, you can go to LorainCountyHealth.com and click on opioids, and you can actually order a kit online, and it comes with instructions and everything. And so again, if that's something you want to do so you don't have to walk in, that's fine too. We just want you to have the access to it.
That's great. And we appreciate you joining us this morning, talking about it, getting the word out again. Lorain County Health and Dentistry, their drive-through testing center on 1205 Broadway. You just drive up between 8:30 and 4:30. Need to pick up the Narcan kit as well. Our guest this morning, Dave Koval, Health Commissioner, and also Dr. Kathleen Kern with the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we appreciate your support.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.